yet. Please.
You're not a true professional, and there's nothing I can speak to about
that. You know,
that.
You can't just sit on your phone and then put it down whenever you're ready and turn the mics on.
That's not exactly what happened.
That's not the way things work around here. You got to, like, give
really
me a look.
That's what happened.
You got to be a, like...
You told me, let's go already.
You're on the
and
air.
You told me, let's go already.
You got to point
and then
at
I did.
Me.
You were like, let's get this done.
You got to blow me a kiss. I don't know. You got to do something so I know I'm on
you
the radio.
You told me, let's go. And then I went, and then
not,
I get penalized
that,
for it.
It wasn't exactly in
so now I'm in trouble.
That fast. It wasn't exactly.
You know, I thought that was a smooth transition. Mm-hmm. I thought you were ready. I thought you were an old pro.
Did you just call me old? That's not cool.
Hmm.
How about 1-800 not cool? Ooh, it fits the numbers, too. Ooh, I win. Yes.
Took me a minute.
Ooh, that was good. That was good. That was good.
Oh. Hold on a second, guys.
Whoa. Sorry. Okay. So we have a topic, and then we had a plan B topic, but we came up with it before the show, and we couldn't remember. And Michelle just turned the mics off to tell me what it was. And that was me screaming, oh, yeah.
Secrets don't make friends, though.
It's okay. We might tell them if we need it. Hey, guys. Oh, it's like 6:25 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
It's only 6:04 and a
I'm
half.
I'm frangry.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm going to post our selfie.
My name's Michelle.
Michelle and I took a really awesome selfie before the show. I'm going to post it right now.
Sort of awesome.
You can join our comments community by going to WFMU and clicking on the playlist link. Or you can call us by dialing these numbers on your telephone. 201-209-9368. Tonight we're playing a game called What Would Your 1-800 Number Be? What was the one I said when the show started that I already
not
won
cool.
for?
Not cool.
That's right. Michelle's is 1-800 not cool.
No, mine's 1-800 food bed.
No, not cool.
1-800 food bed.
Not cool.
But I am cool.
This might be hard, so we have a plan B in case it doesn't work out.
It might be funny. I think people really need to bring it, though. So let's get this done. 1-800. What's our number?
201-209-9368.
I'm going to keep thinking it's 1-800 all night. It's
I know,
be
it is.
Very
it's
gonna
mess
confusing.
Us up. Okay, I'm putting this on Instagram.
Please put your phone away.
I'm posting our selfie.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting social media traction.
Hmm. Oh my God, maybe it'll go viral.
You look so cute.
Mm. I have a small forehead.
What? I have a giant face.
Two.
It's like massive. I'm sorry. My head is like triple the size
and
of yours.
Mine's very tiny. Mine's very tiny.
I wish I had a tiny face. It's very feminine.
I don't think so.
I do. I like it. It's cute. Like a little fairy or something.
Thank you. Is anyone calling? Oh, God. I hate that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know I hate that.
Oh, I must have forgotten.
You did not forget.
I must have forgotten.
Who's going to the premiere of the FMU documentary tomorrow?
Me.
I am, too. Maybe we'll see some you fools there. It's at the IFC, but it's sold out.
Well, there's an after party. Although, I don't really want to tell everyone where it is.
Mm. You don't even know where it is, right?
No, I know. I could check my email and I'll know.
And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. Right?
Oh my God, can we listen to that
no,
song?
No, we can't listen to that
please?
Song.
Please?
No. 201-209-9368. Let's get some calls up in this place. What's going on?
Mr. Johnny says, Frangry's number that she gives to her dates, 1-800-LUV-PISS.
You can't say it.
Oh, sorry. No, you can't talk about the act of it.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
Hi Johnny.
Johnny.
All right, so I like my 1-800 number. So my number would be 1-800-WORRY-FOR-YOU. And basically, people would call up with whatever neuroses or obsessions or things they're worrying about or fretting about. They would call the number,
uh-huh.
And they would tell me about it, and then I would do the worrying for them so they can
Ooh.
Go and get on with their life.
I'll call you later.
Michelle will be your number one customer.
I worry a yeah. lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I just said.
Yeah, I do too. And I was thinking about it, and I said, you know, I spent all my time worrying, and then I saw the topic, and I said, yeah, people could call up and say, you know, I'm worried I'm pregnant, or he doesn't like me, or she doesn't like me, or I have Ebola, and I'll say, oh, don't worry, call, and I'll worry about it for you, and then you go off on your day and do whatever.
That's so nice. Early grave for you, though, Johnny.
I feel like most of your callers are going to be ladies for sure.
Yeah, probably.
Men right? don't like to talk about their worry.
It's more of like kind of like a transference, like, I'm going to do it for you.
Right, you can so go you don't have to.
Because I'm going to worry anyway, so I might as well just, you know, I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm just going to sit in a room and just, you know, obsess over things. So might as well just, you know, tack on some other worries. Why not?
And perhaps it'll help you get out of your own head.
Exactly, because now I'm focusing on other people.
Ooh, that's a good tactic.
Yeah.
That's a good tactic,
This could
actually.
Work. I'd buy the URL immediately.
All right.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Okay, I'm almost done with my caption.
Oh, my God. What is taking so long?
I had to get a good filter. WFMU dot O. Oh, I put a comma instead of a dot. Dot O-R-G. Do you want me to tag you?
Yeah, but I might remove it later.
Why?
Because I don't know how I feel about the picture.
You look really cute, especially with the filter on.
Thanks.
What? That's nice.
That was not nice.
The filter makes everything look better.
Really cute, especially with that bag over your head.
If I could walk around with an Instagram filter on my face, I would be the hottest.
Okay, let's not talk about Instagram anymore.
There's a reason they exist, you know?
201-209-9368. This show is not about social media.
Yes.
Awesome.
So cute.
Already got some likes.
Ooh, already got some likes and a follow.
Okay, stop. Yes. You got a follow?
Yes.
I don't care.
Wait, what do you mean? Why are you jelly?
Put your phone away.
I'm putting it away! Wow.
You're weird right now.
I'm kind of a little... I had one of those funny beers.
Mm.
We have funny beers here.
Did you have more than one funny beer?
A funny beer in this?
Mm.
Wait, what? 201...
See?
209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would your 1-800 number be? Ideally, you would call in with a number and an idea, hopefully. I mean, someone with just a number isn't going to win. Just throwing that out there. Hi.
Okay. See?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Michelle. It's Just 10.
Hi, Just 10.
ILUVSUW. Hello?
Oh, very well done.
Okay.
But what is it?
I got one for the 7-second delay listeners. SUWNV.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one. I bet you're going to want to hear about social media when I tell you the comment Robin just made.
What was it?
Hashtag that photo, Michelle's hair. See, now you're happy.
I don't care.
Yeah, except you have the biggest smile. I'm going to take a picture of that smile on your face and post it.
I don't care at all. Wait, Robin's not following me on Instagram.
I guess she's following me. How does that feel? Well, it also went on my Tumblr.
Oh.
And my Twitter. And my Facebook.
The hair is looking pretty good today.
And my Pinterest.
Showered for the first time today since Monday.
Wait, for real? Wow, I showered for the first time today since Tuesday, actually.
See? I only shower when I work out, and I haven't been working out that much.
I only shower when I feel disgusting, or when I care.
Which is all the time.
When I care, which is like never.
Is anyone calling?
Honestly, the only reason I shower is because of my hair. I don't think I would otherwise. I hate this show. But let's keep going. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got a phone number.
I'm sure you do, buddy.
Yeah, I do. And it's legit. It's 609 Just Hot.
Just Hot?
Yeah, J-U-S-T.
That's not a 1-800 number.
That's your real phone number?
Yeah, it is a legit phone number. It's for V-Dog Productions. We don't have enough money for an 800 number, but if I do, that's what I'm going to change it to 1-800, Just Hot.
Just Hot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Have a good one.
You too.
I like it better I like it better when the first...
Let's call him. Okay. Can we make long-distance calls?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yes, you do. You've done it before.
Thank you.
What do you think it is?
What are we going to say?
What if it's a sex line?
Oh my god, we need a plan. Wait, what's our plan?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You talk.
No.
Nobody's even answering.
It's after business hours. He lied.
What a jerk.
Cross him off the list.
His number should be 1-800-JERK-OFF.
I'm a liar.
Wait, that fits.
I know.
Nice. It's really good when you say something, then you realize it fits in the 7 digits. That's
I like it best. Better when the first part is 3 letters and the second part is 4.
Sorry. Well, you can still write it, like, with the dash after.
That's confusing.
In between the jerk
That's
off.
That's confusing.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you can't understand numbers.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not a math nerd.
That's not really, it doesn't really have anything to do with math. It's just about the placement of the hyphen. It
doesn't make any sense at all.
201, 209.
Am I having fun?
I'm totally having fun. 9368, what would your 1-800 number be? Damn, I can't believe we called that guy back and he didn't even have the B-A-L-L-S to answer.
I can't believe that you're going to pierce your navel for the marathon.
I'm not piercing my navel for the marathon.
You said you'd think about it for 15 grand.
No, I said I would think about a tattoo for 15 grand.
But I want you to pierce your navel.
That's so tacky. Why don't you pierce your navel and I'll get the tattoo? Because you're the one who wants the tattoo. Don't you think that's a better punishment for both of us?
I'm not piercing my navel.
Well, what the hell? Why do I have to do it?
201-209-9368.
Nice change of topic there, buddy.
Just trying to keep the show rolling.
Oh,
like
yeah,
a true
sure
pro.
You are.
Like a true pro. With great hair.
I think we should let each other cut each other's hair.
You're not? No way.
I'm really good at it.
You're.
I'm really
good. This is all I have.
Do you think I would ever
you're
ruin
gonna take away,
that gorgeous mane
you're
you
gonna
have?
You're going to take away everything I have.
I could just give you a little trim.
No.
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. I'm going to get a bob.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You would look really weird
yeah,
with
I'm
a bob.
I'm going to get a bob.
201-209-9368.
I'm going to get a lob.
Don't get a lob.
I'm totally getting a lob.
And that is a long bob?
Yes.
Who's calling? Why aren't you answering?
I don't want to.
Just answer.
Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Spike.
Never mind.
Oh, I have a good one. 1-800-PENAL-COLONY.
I don't think that's 7 digits.
Well, close enough. You can knock off
no,
the last
it's
four.
Not. Hi, you're on the radio.
1-800-MICHELLE and Frangria, the best thing about...
Not long enough or short enough. Hi, you're on the radio.
I guess I have a number. 800 number.
Okay. Yeah, what is it? What is it, buddy?
Stop listening to your radio and talk to us, please, sir.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah. What's your number, sir? Wow, he is...
I know what his number is. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to come up with one in 7 digits. You can say that.
Oh.
1-800-ASSHOLE. Actually, I was thinking more retarded, but it doesn't fit.
That's not very nice.
He couldn't talk to us and listen
People
to us.
People get really confused.
I quit the show. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, FoodBet. Or should I say 1-800-Frangry, 1-800-FoodBet.
Hi, Danny D.
And 1-800-Weirdos. They all work.
Do they fit? Frangry fits?
Frangry, food, yeah. Frangry, FoodBet, and Weirdos all fit.
Do you know what else fits? Danny D.
It's too much math on this show.
Danny D fits.
You know what? That's not just awesome. It's 1-800 awesome.
Wow. This is so bad.
Have a good one.
This is the worst show ever. Mm-hmm. Have a good one. I have a really good topic for next week, though. We came up with a plan B, but it was so good we decided
yeah,
to save it,
it was
for next
good.
Week. Who's on their phone now?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Lady Hawk, you just liked my Instagram photo, you idiot. 1-800-WEIRDOS. Wait, that... Yeah, that
Does
works!
That
Ooh, they all fit. It's so fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
So, what if we did 1-800-FRANGRY? FRANGRY.
Yeah, that already happened. Yeah, that fits.
And then we could have recordings of you. I thought about hitting the one for Michelle, but your name's too long.
Thanks. Food bed.
My name's What's seven. That? My name's seven letters.
M-I-S-A-M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
Oh, right. My God, goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the radio. This show's killing me.
Yeah, this is not fun.
Hey, girls, how you doing?
Hey, what's your 1-800 number? Can't say that, idiot. Hi, you're on the radio.
1-800-SMOKE-UP. 1-800-GET-HIGH.
Are you stoned?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I hope you have a good night. Wait, oh my God. Danny D wins. He's like, Frangry's all like, 1-800-NEW-TOPIC, NUTOPIC.
Should we?
1-800-I'm-STUCK. Mr. Johnny says we should do a video tutorial for what callers need to do when they call the show. For instance, pick up the phone, dial the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
When they get on the air, they turn their volume down.
People don't understand it. Or they just really want to hear themselves on the radio. And then they get so confused.
So confused. They're like, what? What?
But I've called in and this, it's happened to me. And I thought I knew better. But when it was happening, it was like everything went out the door.
That was the most exciting thing to happen on the show tonight.
Oh, God.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Heidi Ho. This is Ken from Hyde Park here.
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
What's your 1-800 number?
Yeah, 1-800 all joke. Like A-L-L joke. Where you dial it and then two options come up. One, you can leave a joke, or two, you can hear a joke. And people that leave a joke just goes in a recording database, and then the people that hear jokes hear one of the recorded jokes.
Maybe that's fun.
Good work.
Is there an editor editing these jokes? Because they could be really bad.
I think they can take their chances.
Okay.
Yeah, you can probably get bad jokes.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
What was our other topic idea?
Stories about teeth.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, you want to try it?
Yeah, teeth stories. What does that really mean, though? Ooh, like how... In Nicaragua, it's a tradition, like, when you lose your first baby tooth, they put it on a charm for your necklace, and for years and years, I wore it, and, like, in college, dudes were like, what's that? And I was like, my first baby tooth, and everyone was like, that is so effing gross. And I had to stop wearing it, because people were so mean to
me. Was it your real tooth or cast?
No, it was my actual tooth. It was so cute, it was so little.
I bet it was cute.
Everybody thought it was so gross, and I was like, you're effing gross. You know?
Good comeback.
Thanks. But you know what I mean? Like, why is that gross? That's cute.
I don't think it's gross. But I don't think much is gross.
Oh, I think a lot of things are gross. Like, a lot.
Like what?
Not anything, I don't know, like, just, like, smells, gross smells.
Well, you're a super smeller.
Yeah, but they, like, gross. Like, I feel nauseous a lot from things that I smell.
Well, you're a super smeller.
It's like a curse.
The show feels like it is dragging.
No, I'm having so much fun.
Let's get it together.
Let's see if someone called with a tooth story. I'm answering the last call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, girls. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty
My
good.
My 800 number would be 1-800-EAT-POOP.
Genius.
Okay? And you could call me up, and then I would tell you what... would be happening with the Cerebral football team.
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm gonna murder.
Are we telling tooth stories?
Yeah, tooth stories.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us one.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting this wisdom tooth pulled, and the guy pulling it, he's having a hard time, can't get it out. He keeps trying and trying. Finally, after pumping me full of Novocaine and basically killing my face, he says, okay, you need to drive like 20 minutes to this other guy who's going to do it for you. So it gives me the directions, and I get in my car, and I'm driving up the highway.
That's illegal.
Hopped up on Novocaine. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it, man. I get to the dentist's office. I go up to the counter. I'm like, really? You got to do this now. And they're like, please wait. I sit there for 45 minutes. The Novocaine wears off. That wasn't too cool. And finally, I get in the chair, and the dentist opens my mouth, puts a pair of pliers in there, and pops the tooth right out. No problem. That's all it took.
Did it hurt?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't in some serious pain, but it was kind of dulled by the weirdness of the experience.
What the hell, like,
that first guy, you should sue him.
Yeah, what the hell kind of doctor were you at?
I had the wrong doctor, I guess. I don't know. It was pretty messed up.
I can't believe he let you get in a car and drive.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, here's some drugs. Now go get in your car and drive 20 minutes.
He could. Yeah. If you had gotten in an accident or something, he would be done for.
Well, I guess I'm lucky. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I like tooth stories. Okay, buddy. Have a good one.
I was trying to compliment you earlier, and you hung up on me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Okay,
well,
bye.
1-800, see you later.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, and thank you for calling 1-800-4-LOSERS, your number one chat source for your soon-to-be ex-boyfriend. Please press 1 now for constantly stoned high school dropout. Hey, baby, how's it going? Can I get, like, $20, please? Because, you know, I'm going to get a job tomorrow, I swear.
Is this really happening?
Is that okay?
Do another one.
Yeah, do another one. What's number two?
Oh, wait, I lost my train of thought.
Okay, we'll give you a minute.
I had like four in my head.
Oh, come on.
I didn't think you'd want it.
Oh, my God, we want it. Give us more.
All right, give me a second.
You can call back if you want.
I can call back if I want.
Yeah, do you want to call back?
I'll call back.
Wait, but first I need your name.
I don't have a tooth story.
I need your name.
We like this. Call back with more of this.
I'll do my best. It's Nick the Milkman. You know me.
Okay, Nick the Milkman, you're on the list. Call back.
I have some suggestions if you need some material.
Wait, give him some suggestions.
No.
Have a good one. Oh, my God, I hope he calls back. I want to rush through all the rest of the calls so that I can get him again.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio. We like this. Call back with more. Hi, you're on the radio. Turn your radio down or hang up.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Zoot it.
Yay. Hi, you're on the radio. Amateur hour. Oh, my God. Are the mics in mono?
I think he's...
Hello.
I have an 800 number.
Yeah, okay. What is it?
1-800-EAT-PORK.
Awesome. So genius. Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio. Where's Nick the Milkman?
How's it going, ladies?
Hi.
So I got a tooth story. It's more of a tooth fairy, but it has to do with teeth, I guess.
All right, go. Let's hear it.
Talk louder.
Yeah, talk louder and into your phone more.
What happened?
Talk louder.
Oh. Yeah, so it's more of a tooth fairy story than a tooth story, but it has teeth in it, so I guess it counts, right?
Yep, let's hear it.
Yeah, you said that already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys didn't hear it. All right, so for my oldest daughter, when she started losing her teeth, we used to, she would put the whole tooth under the pillow thing, and we would write her letters from the tooth fairy, and we called it Toothy. So for years, she would always, every time she would lose a tooth, she would, write a letter to Toothy, and we would always answer it. So she would always be like, oh, can I see you? So I drew her, like, a picture of Toothy, and she would always ask, like, these long-winded questions, and we would have to answer them. And we even started writing them in, like, Elvish. So she went online to look for Elvish, and she was able to, like, translate.
Wow.
Yeah, and she did that until she was, like, 13 years old, until she started lost all her teeth.
So then when you told her the truth, did she hate you?
We actually never told her. She just kind of figured it out on her own. Because we didn't have the heart to be like, oh, yeah, listen, all these years, that was us. But she eventually figured it out.
Cute.
She even used to talk to her friends, like, oh, yeah, Toothy did this, Toothy did that. And I'm like, you still believe in a tooth fairy? And she was like, well, hell yeah.
Well,
I believe in anyone who brings me a bunch of money.
Yeah, what's your name, buddy?
Tito.
Tito, that's pretty cute about your daughter. You're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
That was a good story. It was sweet, no?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think it merits a t-shirt.
He wrote her letters in Elfish, whatever that means. I'm not sure what it means, and I don't know that I want to know.
It's elf language.
It's very sweet that they did that. And I'm a sucker. Hi, you're on the radio.
Press 2 now for overly protective Guido. Yo, bro, are you looking at my lady? Are you looking at my lady? This is my lady right here. I got this, babe. You sit down. Go get us another couple of drinks, okay? Baby, relax. I got this guy.
Oh, my God. I think I'm in love.
Gina! Sit down. I got this. I told you. Do you have it? Where's my gel?
Okay. Where's
my gel? I want to hear number 3. Call back again.
I will.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I love him. Oh, God, he's really good at this.
He is good at it.
That's so weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I got a two-story. It's also a lesson in physics. I was about 16 years old and was working out, you know, being a tough guy there. And I pulled some of the weights off of one side of the bar, leaving all the weight on the other side of the bar. So one end goes down, the other goes up, split my tooth in half.
Oof.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a real rocket science, I guess.
All right, thanks for calling.
Later.
Have a good one.
When I was little, I was peeing, and my sister pushed me off the toilet, and I hit my face on the bathtub, and I knocked out my tooth, and I had a black tooth for like 8 years, and it was really cute.
Nobody fixed it for you?
It was just black, and it was a baby tooth, so
it eventually
fell out.
Dead, it just... Yeah.
It was super cute.
Black teeth aren't cute.
It was cute.
I mean, I guess it's cute on a child.
It was cute for Angry.
Okay.
I'm cute.
Totally cute. Hi, you're on the radio. Hashtag that.
Hey,
hair.
What's up, my sisters and distant misters?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got 1-800 number.
All right, let's hear it.
It would be 1-800-SATANIC.
1-800? Satanic?
Yeah, for my band. I mean, my band's hotline, Satanic Jam Band.
All right.
All right, Satanic.
We're playing at Bar Matchless in Williamsburg, November 29th. Come check us out.
It's right by my house.
Nice.
All right, see ya.
Michelle will be there. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Get off your phone.
Hey, guys, I got a tooth horror story for you.
All right, let's hear it.
So a few months ago, I was getting a root canal, and after sitting in that chair for like 2.5 hours, we're finally almost done. She's about to put the glue rubber cement thing in my tooth to close it up, and it flicks right into my left eyeball. So I jump up in the air. My eyeball is like burning acid glue sticking together. She runs me over to the lab station to wash it out, and the dentist is panicking, calling the people that manufacture the glue, asking them what to do. She sends me over to an eye doctor, so I'm sitting in this eye doctor waiting room for 2 hours with all these old people with their cataracts glasses, wondering what the hell's wrong with me. Finally, I go into the doctor, and he told me if the splash hit me a little bit further to the left, I would have been blind for a couple days.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Jesus.
Yeah, needless to say, she made me wear glasses after that visit.
Well, I'm glad you're not blind, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Last night I was watching the Townes Van Sant documentary. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
You like Townes Van Sant, right?
I was watching The Affair all day yesterday.
So good.
I stayed home from work and watched The Affair all day.
The Affair is so good.
I cried.
Yeah,
cried
that show
lot.
Is intense. The Townes Van Sant documentary, this is tooth related.
Okay.
He used to have a problem with sniffing glue and sucking on glue and gluing it up or whatever. And they used to put glue, I guess, in socks or airplane glue in their mouths. And he passed out with a bunch of airplane glue in his mouth and all his teeth.
What's airplane glue?
I guess it's a really strong epoxy kind of glue.
Mm-hmm.
All his teeth got sucked together. And they had to use, when he went to the doctor, I guess the doctor had like no pity for him or whatever. And he said that they just took a ball hammer and were like, psh.
Shut up.
And he had all fake teeth. They just like.
They just broke them all?
He couldn't breathe, I guess. And he was going to die. And they just like.
He couldn't breathe? He could breathe through his nose?
No, because he was high and, like, passing out. So he was just like... And they just took a ball hammer and busted all his teeth open. And then put all fake one in.
He didn't feel it, right? Because he was, like, so effed up.
High.
Whoa. Like, when you get a nose job, they break your nose with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
That'd be crazy. ball Ouch. Hammer to the face. Can you imagine
thank
that?
You. No. I don't want to. Hi, you're on the radio.
Press 3 now for Mormon. What are you doing this Saturday, baby? Heavenly Father and I think we should go to the corn maze. This is so much fun, and they're going to give us some cider. We could hold hands, and then maybe we could have an all-clothing-on sleepover and go to church tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Keep going.
It'll be so sweet. My parents really, really like you. There's just one little thing. Could you convert?
Cute. Okay, we'll be looking forward to number 4. Really,
I'll
though,
do my best.
You are making our night.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's the only reason we're still doing this topic.
Thank you.
You really are bringing it, and we appreciate it, and we will reward you, Milkman.
People need to follow in this man's footsteps.
I appreciate you.
You will get a reward for your effort.
Thank you.
Love you. Looking forward to number 4.
We're going to try.
Should we give him some suggestions?
I'm scared mine will be too personal.
Oh, no, then I can't ad-lib and freeform.
Oh, okay. I mean, we could give you a range of man. No? Okay. You do you, buddy. We're looking forward to your next call.
Okay, so am I.
It's a lot of pressure for him.
Oh, my God, I love him.
I'm nervous for him.
Kev, like, he's, like, flipping out.
Why?
He's
what's
like,
he saying?
War of the Milkman, so good. Robin said, LOL, corn maze.
I love a good corn maze.
Corn mazes really freak me out.
Really?
Yeah. Reminds me of that
movie
from my childhood that I was so scared of.
Children of the Corn?
Yeah, no, can do. There's two movies in my life I cannot watch. Children of the Corn and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I've actually never seen The Shining the whole way through because it scares me too much.
Really?
It's too scary.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I just cannot. I can't. Ew. Ew.
I can deal with the gore, but the psychological craziness.
Yeah, I can't. I can't even. I can't. No, thank you. I don't even want to watch
it. I might be ready to watch The Shining next year when I tell the best joke I've ever told
in my life. Oh, do you think that's going to be the year you watch it?
Maybe.
You mean the year you get your navel pierced?
I can't wait for you to get your navel pierced.
No, I think it should be the opposite.
You're not going to get a tattoo.
Listen.
I already know you're not.
But listen. Listen. Will you just listen to me?
Yeah, yes.
Because I'm so against I'm not against them, but I definitely don't want any in my life or on my body. I will happily date a man with a tattoo, but I don't want any.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and you obviously don't want your navel pierced.
No, God, no.
Because you already have tattoos. So I feel like the best torture...
Unless my parents are listening, then I don't have any tattoos.
Right, okay, right. So the best torture for both of us is for you to get your navel piercing and me to get my tattoo. And if anything, you should be thankful because you can just take that thing out the next day.
But I don't... I'm
stuck with the tattoo forever.
One, I think it will hurt.
Yeah, it'll hurt. Not more than a tattoo.
Two, so dumb.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's funny. So it's a tattoo. That's how I see tattoos.
How about if you get your eyebrow pierced?
No. How about we both get something pierced?
Are you going to get your labia pierced?
Are you going to get your nipple pierced?
No.
Then me either. Okay, I guess we need to come up with a different stunt.
This is it.
I had an idea that you should do the stunt 1 week and I should do the stunt
the next.
No way,
you're too mean.
But you wouldn't.
You're too evil.
So are you.
I'm not that evil.
You just want to make me throw up eating 50 hot dogs. Like, that's disgusting. Look how happy you are right now thinking about me throwing up after eating 50 hot dogs.
There's no way you could eat 50 hot dogs.
I could have like 2 at most and then I'll throw up.
I'm not happy.
Yeah, you just have a smile from, like, ear to ear.
Gross.
Hi, you're on the radio.
1-800, who cares?
Huh, that's depressing.
Sad, sir. Are you okay?
I guess it's just going to be 1-800 next call, then.
Oh, that works, too. All right, have a good one. Call us 201-209-9368. I guess we have 2 topics going on tonight. What would your 1-800 number be? Or tooth stories. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Kale.
Hey, Kale.
Hi, Kale.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty
how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a tooth story.
All right.
Like 5 years or so ago, I got my friend's tooth right in my forehead at a show. He was singing in kind of like a noise punk band, and he jumped into the audience, and everybody was kind of thrashing around, and I thought he had hit me with his mic in the forehead. I was like, oh, that kind of hurt, and I just sort of kept thrashing around, and I sort of felt my head, and there was a little bit of like a wet spot, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, and I still kept thrashing around. But I ended up having just blood pouring down my forehead at a show. It was kind of intense, and
that
it turned out to
fun.
Be my friend's tooth, and he was just sort of like, ow, it kind of hurt, but I took the brunt of that.
That Ouch. Sounds fun.
It was kind of gross, but it looked badass.
I like biting people.
I can say that.
Do you?
Like in a sexual way or in a violent
way? Ways.
Wait, what?
She just said she likes biting people and then asked if I do.
Oh.
And I said in a sexual way or in a violent way.
Did we get the answer?
Yeah. Michelle, what's the answer?
Both.
Kale, what's your
answer? I should
be
like Mike Tyson.
I think I'd rather... I think
or
I like biting people in
a
sexual way.
It could be sexy.
Yeah, I'm not down with the violent way.
But what if you were in a fight with Evander Holyfield? Then you'd have to bite his ear off.
I mean, I'd probably never be in a fight with Evander Holyfield, but I'd probably just need...
What about for the marathon stunt?
What, you want to fight each
other? I want you to fight Evander Holyfield.
Should we box each other?
No.
Why not?
Because that would be scary.
But getting a tattoo isn't scary for me?
Less scary than fighting.
You're weird.
By a lot.
You're weird.
All right, Kale, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Kale likes biting people.
Yeah, how about 1-800 orgasms for all unsatisfied females?
Wait, so what do you do? You call the number and it gives you an orgasm?
Hey, whatever gets you through tonight.
Ay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, are we still on Tooth?
Sure, whatever.
Are we still on Tooth?
Or 1-800.
What if you mix them up?
1-800-T-O-O-T-H-O-W. Bam.
Well done.
To Thou? What is this? I don't
Call
know what he said.
At 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what would your 1-800 number be or tooth stories?
There was a guy in my gym class in 7th grade, Jorge, and he was running in the gym. And he was running super, super, super fast. And he looked up and he ran into a pole. And all of his teeth came out of his mouth. And he was like a bloody mess. Mm-hmm. But he had braces. So the only reason he didn't swallow all of his teeth was because his braces held them like
that
sagging in his mouth.
Disgusting.
It was insanity. He didn't come to school for 3 months. Yeah.
You saw it?
It was crazy. He looked up, ran into this pole, and then all this blood was just coming out of his mouth and his teeth are just hanging there held on by his braces. Like all like five of his front teeth.
Whoa!
It was crazy.
And he didn't go to school for how long?
Like 3 months. His face was a mess because he ran into a huge pole.
Did he break his nose too?
Yeah, he broke like his nose. He broke all his teeth. It was crazy.
Whoa! That's crazy.
Yeah, good thing he has those braces or he would have swallowed all his teeth.
And like choked and died?
Potentially, there was so much blood.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how much blood?
Oh, and my high school boyfriend, or no, my college boyfriend, went to the batting cages and they put the batting cages up all the way as fast as they could possibly go, like the ball machine. And there was like the ball machine went crazy and it hit him in the face and knocked out all of his teeth. And then when we used to sit in college and smoke weed with the black light on, his, like, black light, like,
his
part of his
teeth
would glow in the black light and part of them wouldn't. It was awesome.
Wow.
Lots of teeth stories.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, you guys should forget the tattoo and the piercing thing. You know what you should do? You guys should box.
We were just saying that.
Yeah. Oh, I had my radio down.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Who would win, though?
You.
If it did happen.
I have no muscle mass.
Who's the more angry one? That's
well, she's angry, but I have a lot of inner rage.
Built up inside.
Yeah, I have outer rage, and she has inner rage, so she
much.
Would win.
That's, the inner rage is what you got to watch out for.
She would win for sure. Plus, she's stronger than me.
But I think I would be afraid to hurt you.
I wouldn't be afraid to hurt
but
you.
But I hate losing.
I'd kill you. I mean, it's like throwing a pie in your face. I didn't mean to make you bleed.
Yeah, you did cut my lip.
I didn't mean to. It was the edge of the pie. I gotta go. Hi, you're on the radio.
I gotta go.
Hey, I got a tooth story.
All right, let's hear it.
In high school, I had the genius idea of trying to open up a beer bottle with my teeth and proceeded to chip, like, two or three teeth, slice open my entire chin.
Idiot!
Gushing blood all over the party and then didn't realize it until someone said, you're bleeding out of your face, dude. And, yeah, I had a football game the next day. So my chin strap on my football helmet kept ripping the cut back open and stuff. It was a complete disaster.
Sounds like a mess.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Like I have a pretty gnarly scar on my face to this day. So.
Cool.
Hot.
I like scars. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, so two things. 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-BUILD-IT.
And yeah.
You could just call me if you needed something fixed or you needed to, like, you know, put a shelf in your TV cabinet and I would tell you how to make it.
You wouldn't come over and just do it?
No, I just tell you because it might be somebody who's just like, you know, they already have their screwdrivers out and they're just, you know, getting ready to do it, but they have a question. So just be, you know, 1-800-BUILD-IT. A little help when you need it.
I like your tagline.
So, two story. So some friends and I were mountain biking, like downhill, where you go to ski resorts and you ride your mountain bikes down them. And a friend of mine was a motorcycle rider guy, so he thought he could go super fast. And so he hit this big jump and he slipped forward and landed like face down totally on this whole big rock bed. And he got up, and just his like three front teeth were all busted out, and his lip was all busted open, and his nose was broken, and it was kind of not good for him, of course. But it was sort of funny because he was in shock, and he looked over at me and one of the other people and was like, "Am I okay?" And because his lip was like sliced open and kind of hanging, it was sort of like. His words were all messed up, and it was just sort of funny at the moment. But anyway, that's the two story.
All right.
Ouch-a-rama.
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
It's always Bye-bye. Weird when people are, like, bleeding, but they're in shock, and they're like, am I all right? Is everything okay?
And then they see the blood, and they're like, ah!
Yeah, and you're like...
Robin says, are Frangry and Michelle in the FMU documentary?
Frangry is... And she says something.
I literally say one sentence.
And I laugh in a cameo appearance.
Oh, you're there?
Just in one
Andy
fleeting
Cohen's
second.
In it with me. But I don't think he has a line. Yeah, so no, not really. We got cut. We didn't make the cut.
You were kind of in it, actually.
Tomorrow we're going to raise our hands at the premiere and ask Tim, the director, why didn't I make the cut?
Excuse me, can you tell me exactly why I'm not in the movie?
Can you tell me exactly which scenes of mine you cut out, please?
And why?
I signed so many releases. I'd like to know why you didn't use the footage. Right? Like that.
Just like that.
All weird and sad.
I'm excited for tomorrow.
It'll be fun.
I have a hot date.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Press 4 now for Still Lives With His Mom.
Yeah!
Hey, you should come over tonight. My mom gets off work kind of late. We can watch a movie. I'll put in a Totino's party.
I love Totino's.
After she goes to bed, then we go into the laundry room because she never goes in there at night.
That's it? Come on, you could have had more for this
one.
Well, you're not responding to this. You know.
No, we were laughing.
Press 5 now for Suddenly Off His Meds. I really need you to come over right now. I think my roommate is trying to kill me. I could tell by the way he was looking at me. I mean, I know we've only had one date, but I feel like I can really trust you and that you'll take care of me. So I forgot to take my antipsychotics tonight. Can you come help me?
All right, well, I think it's safe to say that Nick the Milkman is on the list. twice, five times. Yeah.
I'm still here.
It's looking good for you, Nick the Milkman.
Yeah, it's looking good for you.
Thank you.
All right, listen, at the end of the hour, you're probably winning a free T-shirt.
I wouldn't miss it for the end of the world.
Have a good one. Well done, my friend.
Thank you. You have a good one, too.
We don't have many T-shirts or sizes left, so by the way, if you win, whatever you get is what you get.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your complaints. I'm sending T-shirts, and people are like, I asked for a medium, you sent me a large. I'm like, you're welcome, number one. And go F yourself, number two. I send what I have. Jesus.
We're going to design a new one, though.
People are pathetic.
But this is your last chance, really, to get Food, Bed, and Frangry shirts.
It's true, because we won't have those anymore.
Ever.
Oh my God, Robin has a great idea.
What?
You guys should do a commentary track for the DVD. Oh my God, like, I hate that DJ. Like, does that person have a show? And then you can be like,
you'd say that about everybody.
I know, it'll be
and
so
I'd get
funny.
So mad.
And you'll get so mad at me. And then every time Ken's on, we can make fun of his facial hair, because that's when he used to play with his facial hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a genius idea.
That is a pretty good idea. Someone's going to probably steal it.
Ooh, that should be our premium. We called it. Called it.
Called it.
We just called it. Called it.
Called it.
Nobody else can do it.
Station manager Ken's going to try and steal
called
it.
Called it. I just called it, Ken. Called it. I'm going to text him.
Called it. You're a maniac.
We called it. It's ours.
But and a shirt.
Yeah, of course. Oh my God. It'll be so good. That'll be our best premium ever.
I want to have, like, Billy Jam on it, too, though. Like, guest appearance.
Like, every now and then a male DJ can come in and be like, I don't know. Who's that girl?
Everyone knows who everyone is except you.
I know who everyone is. I just pretend. I just don't know, like, when their shows are. But I know essentially who everyone is. Hi, you're on the radio.
That's a cute
shirt.
Oh,
hi, girls. It's Gumby from Bayonne. How you doing?
Oh, Gumby. I like you. I like Gumby.
I have a great tooth story.
All right, let's hear it.
I had terrible problems with my gums at one point, so I'm going to a periodontist, and finally I go to the dentist. And on the way, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'll ask him to whiten my teeth. So I go in there, and he just starts yanking out teeth. He pulls out four molars, and I was like, what? And this is on a work day because I'm a salesman. So, you know, I just go out. So he pulls out these molars, and then he gives me all this pain medication. And I'm wearing a suit. And then it's like 11 o'clock. I said, oh, I better go to the office and see what's going on. I go in the office. My head had swelled to, like, twice its size. I had, like a basketball-sized head when I walked in. And I was trying to walk in all nonchalant, like, oh, hi, how you doing? I just came from a sales call. And everyone's going, what happened to your head? Like, the whole side of my head was, like, gigantic. It was really funny. Then I had to explain about the teeth and the whole thing. And that's my story.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gumby.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
When I was a kid, I was in a fight, and my tooth fell out. Now, it was a total coincidence. The kid, all we were was pushing each other, and it just happened to be the time my tooth falls out. So now this kid gets in trouble for knocking out my teeth. And I had to go to the principal and tell him he didn't.
Oh, you should have said he did.
Yeah.
Nah. He even like, looked at me like, what the heck's going on here? And he even tried to help me afterwards. I mean, the fight stopped once my tooth fell out.
I would have been so scared if I was that kid.
Yeah, I should have had a heart attack. That's what I should have done. And died. You know,
what? Dark. Shut up, weirdo. Goes dark. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Who's going to win, Nick the Milkman?
How do you beat that?
You don't.
201-209-9368. What would your 1-800 number be? Or tooth stories. Whatever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Steve from Staten Island.
Hi.
Hey, I have a truth story and a 1-800 number.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, first, my 1-800 number would be 1-800-CAT-CALLS, and you could call in, and they would just wire you to, like a phone that's in, like a little, like, area with some cats in it or something.
Like that?
I like that idea.
Yeah, there'd be, like, any number of cats, you know, and you could just call in.
That's a great idea.
Like when cats do it and they sound like they're fighting?
I like that.
And my tooth story is my friend is a construction worker, and he fell out of a one-story building face first. And he didn't realize anything was wrong until he went to lunch, and he was eating pizza, and all his teeth were still in his mouth, but just completely loose.
Oh, gross.
Ew!
Oh, God, that must have been awful.
Oh, my God.
Do you have those loose tooth dreams at all, and the falling out teeth dreams? I have those all the time.
No, I don't.
They're anxiety dreams.
That's weird.
They're horrible.
Ew, that's gross.
That's so gross. Because right, you think it's just the hot cheese, but then you realize it's
you're
like
just like saying
moving.
Hot cheese.
So?
All right. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. Burn me with that hot cheese. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, what's up?
I'm calling in for the win here on a two-story.
Good luck.
Me and my little brother were younger. We had wood floors, and we would spray Pledge on them. And they'd be real slippery and slick, and we'd take pillows and dive across them and slide across them. Well, I'd do them, slid across, and there was a radiator in the middle, and I busted my front tooth, cut it in half. My mom comes up crying, looking for pieces of the tooth to fix it. So fast forward 30 years later, dentist has me all numbed up for a cavity. And I get done, and he hands me a mirror, and he says, "Do you like it?" I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Oh, I fixed your tooth." And I kind of glared at him, and he said, what's wrong? I said, "Well, that was part of my character. And also, I used to, the females liked it because I would put a nipple in."
That was just TMI, so I hung up. Hi, you're on the radio.
I bleeped it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I have an 800 number.
All right, what is it?
It's Love, Ozzy.
Ooh, so good. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up? First girl tonight.
I have a tooth story I would like to share.
All right, go.
Okay, when I was young, I was like 8, and my father would used to ride his bicycle and tie a jump rope to the back of the seat, and I tried to show off, and I put the jump rope in my mouth when I had my rollerblades on.
Oh!
Yeah, he'd be pulling me with my rollerblades on, and I thought it was cool and let go and put the jump rope in my mouth. And I tripped over a stick, and my two baby teeth came flying out.
Oh.
I had blood dripping down my neck, and I was just crying because I wanted to find my teeth so the tooth fairy would give me money.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's
my
about
parents
it.
Never would have let me do that.
Oh, Jesus. You're crazy. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Tooth story. Oh, unscreened. Okay.
Yeah, we don't do screens here.
Okay. Tooth story. Anyway, my crib was next to my parents' bed. And one time I launched myself, really, out of the crib. And over mother, hit the Venetian blinds, knocked them completely down, hit daddy right in the face, knocked out a tooth.
Ouch.
Your tooth or daddy's tooth?
His.
That's funny.
Mother and daddy.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Who's winning? We have one more call, and then we gotta
go. We don't have any calls.
Oh, well then. I guess we can...
Are we ending?
We have to in a second, yeah.
Because we know who my winner is.
And it's your show.
Nick the Milkman! You were amazing tonight. Come on, Michelle.
I don't like it when people say kudos.
Kudos to Nick the Milkman, who really brought it.
He did bring it, though, and I appreciate that and respect it.
So, Nick, email me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9, and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. And we actually have a killer topic for next
week.
Oh,
yeah.
Please stay tuned for the amazing Billy Jam.
Yup.
Yup, yup.
Yup.
The mobile customer you have dialed does not answer at this time.
Number, sir.
Do you know what else fits? Danny D.
There's too much math awesome. On this show.
Danny D fits.
You know what? That's not just awesome, it's 1-800-AWESOME.
Wow. This is so bad.
Have a good one.
This is the worst show ever. Mm-hmm. Have a good one. I have a really good topic for next week, though. We came up with a plan B, but it was so good we decided to save it for next
good.
Week.
Number, sir. Wow, he is.
I know what his number is. Hi, you're on the radio.
When I was in the sixth grade, I got kicked out.
And when I got drunk, you're on the radio.
She kicked me out and getting so drunk that I walked onto the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
You're on the radio.
Hi, Frank, Ray, Michelle, it's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
You're on the radio. And Robin said,
"Lonely crazy people laugh at nothing."
I like laughing at nothing.
I was kind of drunk.
Two beers, you know. You're on the radio.
So it's kind of slow today.
You're slow today.
You there?
So what's up?
I really just wanted to call all night to see if I could get on some Billy James mix-in.
You know? You're on the radio.
So it's kind of slow today.
You're slow today.
You're slow today.
So what's up? So what's up? So what's up? So what's up?
I really just wanted to call all night to see if I could get on Billy Jam's mix in.
Nope. Billy Jam does not want to put you in his mix.
Yes, he does. Live, Billy
He's
Jam.
He's sitting right here. And he...
Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record.
brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. But the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright. And at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he could maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could pop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you and taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way and when to get the brother. They'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Ten brothers in a circle had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your jewels and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little Shorty with the 3-8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scared, so he panicked. Took off his link and his rings and ran frantic. But Shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rap. Grows bigger, now he's known for his trigger finger. Rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. And Shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, Shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the plan has been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.
Yes, y'all, as we continue on, it's DJ J Live, you know what I'm saying? New J Live and Homeboy Sandman on WSPT.
Yeah,
we spit.
We take bits and pieces of masterpieces, perform surgeries, preserve the new species, drop kick feces, drop kicks and snares for M feces, F up your whole feces.
Like DC, sneakers on a roll, skateboarders, grab your tape recorders, place your order, bro. This and warnings, disregarding warnings, you don't want to know. Off the walls, Mr. Walrus, events the underwater flow.
Yeah. Underwater flow like a damn torpedo, sink your battleship, rather incognito. Y'all combo shorts and Negro DeVito live and saying man like Neo and Magneto.
Neo and Magneto, niece me, call me Tio. Never see me fret, never see me sweat. No B.O. Okie dokie, via cone deals. All party people, this bipedal peep through the keyhole.
Yeah, what's that which I need to get with that futuristic, yet vintage lyrical fitness? Can I get a witness? What's that which I need to get with futuristic, yet vintage lyrical fitness? Can I get a witness?
Yo, sharing every ion water with your daughter. All aboard my orbit, out of orbit, or is never out of order. Big up Garcia Lorca. Used to flow my stroking bros, but now my strokes are broader. The flora and the fauna on the corner. My office got no borders. My offense aren't boring. Brilliant as the morning is in Bora Bora. The Beatles one my favorite group. Some Beetlejuice your order. Shake, 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 Sinora.
Yeah, shake your body line. Make it twist like Bacardi Lime. Turn a sucker MC into your favorite mime. Jay life for the party. I'm glowing like a dead Jedi when I rhyme. Going in fan base, growing up like the reservoir tip. When my one I see your horny ass time, I'm the maker, the owner, the G.O.D. Father Paul 3 like Andy Garcia one time. Just that which I need to get with that futuristic, get vintage, lyrical fitness. Can I get a witness? Just that which I need to get with futuristic, get vintage, lyrical fitness. Can I get a witness? Yo. My rhyme books remain upgradable. Unlimited gigs, memories unfadable. The face of the franchise, far and away untradable. You can check the stats on the back of the card or online. Holler back at the guard for infinite.